part of this issue is that people have trouble setting boundaries. Yeah. They don't set limits, but once they realize that, you know, they're good enough, they're kind people, that's all you need to be. And once we feel worthy of establishing those boundaries, then we just have to put them in place, which is why I thought this is a great time to talk about this. It's summer. It's time to practice. If you're someone who tends to book every weekend with activities that you feel you should do to accommodate other people to make sure that they are happy, this is a chance to kind of pull back and look at your decision making, you know, because you don't want the cooler weather to roll around and then you sit back and you're resentful because you spent all your time trying to make other people happy, void of your own self-care.
Yeah,
so summer's just a time to ask yourself why you're making these decisions.
All right. We all want to make others happy, but maybe just time to step back and say, is it really affecting you, meaning the person that's always trying to please someone? Take a step back.
Yeah, that's right, because be mindful, you know, and you can even look around your workplace. A lot of us are still at work. So people pleasers in the workplace are the greatest people to be around because they always seem to be helping. They go out of their way to make everyone else's day lighter. And this sounds very selfless on the surface. But the problem is that the lack of boundaries make these people exhausted, resentful, and even burned out. So sometimes it even comes at a cost of getting their own work completed because their boundaries get mixed up. So just be thoughtful about what you're taking on, or if you're on the other side, look at what you're letting other people take on.
Yeah, and I also think just from my own experience and people I know that are people pleasers, sometimes I would feel that they're taken advantage of too, big time.
Yeah, I also, you know, Julie, I also had that problem. So I would be so depressed some days, you know, trying to please my family, trying to please my boss, trying to juggle with my friends. And at the end of the day, I was just stretching myself so thin that I would just be miserable because I wasn't giving 100% mine all to everybody.
Yeah, because it does become exhausting. And so you have to be thoughtful in your decision making about what you take on. So if it's about external validation, look at that. Are you looking for other people to say you've done something well or to be pleased with you? Decisions should always include gratitude and kindness, so what we're giving, but also compassion towards self, because if you don't put that last part in it, you end up being what you just described, Miriam, like stretched way too thin, feeling exhausted and even frustrated with the people that you love.
Thank you for this morning. This will be our final chance to talk before Canada Day. And next hour, Miriam and I are going to roll into favorite Canadian singer or band. Do you have one, Julie, as the country celebrates 155th birthday on Friday? Your famous favorite Canadian artist or band?
I've got a few, but I'd say my favorite is probably Gordon Lightfoot.
Wow. Yeah. Beautiful selection. I like it. Mm-hmm. Is that the influence of your parents?
Maybe a little bit. Yes, maybe. Yes. Yeah. Well,
beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, have a nice day and quit pleasing people, okay?
Oh, yes. And same with you. But keep it in balance, Sean. You want to please some, you know, but also think about yourself in this mix.
All right. Thank you. Have a nice Canada Day
weekend.
Have
a great day.
Thank you.
Happy Canada Day.